קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם.
The preparation passage for the lesson out of בעל הסולם's 68 Men's Connection to the Sephirot. When a man has a body from the serpent's skin, he has to think and calculate his thoughts only from within the thoughts in his heart. This means that all his thoughts were only about how to fill up the desires to which the klipa compels him. And one has no counsel to think thoughts and aim intentions, only whatever sits within his heart. Also, when he is rewarded through his engagement in Torah and mitzvot, even in lo lishma, not for her name, when he asks and demands of the Creator to help him by engaging in Torah and mitzvot, in the form of whatever is in your hand and power to do, do that. And he awaits mercy from above that the Creator will thus help him reach lishma, that the whole reward that he is asking for his work is that he will be rewarded with working in order to bring contentment to his Maker, as the sages said, the light in her reforms. Then the body is purified from the serpent's skin, meaning that the body is separated from it, and he is awarded an entirely different structure. Even then, he has no choice but to think other thoughts, but only according to what the structure of sanctity compels him. This means that one cannot correct one's thought, but only the heart should be aimed, so that his heart would be straight to the Creator. Then, by itself, all of his thoughts and actions will naturally be to bestow contentment upon his Maker. And when he corrects his heart to have a heart and desire of kedusha, sanctity, the heart will then be the kli in which to place the upper light. And when the upper light shines in the heart strengthens, and each time it adds and supplements continuously.
Meaning, not depicting and not thinking of what now goes through the heart and mind. This is the form that is clothed in the matter, that will be clothed in the matter. Rather, what's important is our intentions. The intentions are the ones we need to change and constantly improve, and not the thoughts and desires themselves. If the intentions are correct, then the thought and the desire need not be examined. And we usually are regretting for our thoughts. Why am I thinking this way? And why all kind of such thoughts or desires go through me with respect to me, with respect to my past, with respect to others, etc.? And that's totally empty work, has no benefit to it. The benefit is only in changing the intention. To whom am I intending or aiming? What will do good? To whom would it be good? To me or to the Creator? Hence, as much as possible, restrict. It's not simple. It's every time you can see to what extent the upper light, the Creator, works upon us. That every time He deviates us from the path, and we need to return to God or our intention, as it is written, Israel delight and the Creator wants. This is tuning the intention. And the deed or thought and desire, to that do not pay attention. On the contrary, raise above it, raise, as if I don't even examine it. I don't care about what deed, I don't care what desire, I don't care what thought. The main thing is aimed at from me, through the group, to unite with it, and by the lot of reform, come to adhesion with the Creator. In order to do contentment to Him. If a person constantly establish a calibrating that move within him, and this is what it means, the intention, then instead of these words, many words, I, through the group, in connection with the group, through the light that reformed, to reveal the Creator in order to bring contentment to Him, instead of that, he has kind of a sensation begin to form in him, a certain state of this whole sentence, and then it becomes not easier. There is a burden of the heart, but in depth, in qualities that are new. However, he already aimed himself correctly. Meaning, do not think about the thought. One always have to think about what's in his heart. He has no choice. But rather think about the intention.